Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 28th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's once again our joy to prepare this morning and now share a message with podcast listeners around the world. Today's message is titled, Serving Wholeheartedly. And two scripture texts we'll use today. One, a rather obscure verse from Ecclesiastes 8, verse 15. And then a familiar portion for many of us from Ephesians 6, 7, and 8.
So I commend the enjoyment of life, because nothing is better for a man under the sun than to eat and drink and be glad. Then joy will accompany him in his work all the days of the life God has given him under the sun. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does.
Everett works here in the Lancaster area. His interesting distinction is that he has worked for the very same company at the very same location for 55 years. He started working at 16, and at 71, he's still going strong, and tells me he really enjoys his work. In my chaplaincy visit yesterday, he told me he had considered retiring at 62, but his wife felt he should go ahead and work till 65. When he was 65, he determined he just enjoyed working and has stayed on. Each time I visit with him in his workplace, I sense this joy.
Today, so many have a bad attitude toward their work. In fact, many people use the familiar expression TGIF, which is an acronym for Thank God It's Friday. Of course, most of us know that there's a restaurant chain named after this theme, although you can eat there 7 days a week. The attitude this expression conveys is that life really begins with the end of the dreaded work week. Well, I prefer a Bible phrase that declares, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." That's a truth we can declare with each new day.
In today's first text, the writer of Ecclesiastes commends the enjoyment of life. I especially note the phrase, joy will accompany him in his work. What a blessing it is when joy accompanies our work. We sure enjoy preparing these messages, usually working side by side. I'm at the desktop computer and Brooksine's beside me on the laptop. Writing and preparing these messages daily sure has its challenges, but we find great reward in this ministry as well. What a joy to regularly hear from readers all over the world who have been blessed or challenged with a message from God's Word. In fact, just as we are writing this message, we received an email from a brother named Ebenezer from Nigeria, who writes often. We're always uplifted to hear from readers locally, nationally, and from around the world.
The nature of any type of work presents challenges, and it delivers reward. Challenges give us opportunities to trust God, and reward gives us opportunities to thank Him. The scriptural teaching in the second daily text is a call to diligence. This is actually a teaching of the Apostle Paul to Christian slaves, but this principle can easily be adapted to secular work. Consider the phrase, serve wholeheartedly. This is specifically pertaining to our work. Now, certainly, Paul had his priorities right, and he was surely not asking the slaves to be any less devoted to Christ.
But in our work responsibilities, we should indeed serve wholeheartedly. Christians should be diligent, and in fact, as a part of their testimony, be among the best exemplary workers any company has. What kind of employer are you? I encourage you to consider the end use of the product you are making or service you are providing and the blessing it is to so many people. Once again, I quote that second verse, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does.
Let's pray together. Father, when we're tempted to be half-hearted in our vocational work or find ourselves bored by monotonous repetition, help us to find creative means that will make us even more productive and content in our work assignments. May our conduct and attitude reflect values set forth in Scripture. Make us a blessing so that we bring joy to our co-workers, supervisors, and to the workplace in general. During times of personality conflict or when disagreements arise, bring to our memory file the Scripture that reminds us our primary motivation for being a good worker is that we are serving you when we are diligent in our work. Though the weekly paycheck is a monetary reward for saying, well done, we look forward to the ultimate reward given to us by you when we hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of heaven. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing the prayer book scene. And thank you, podcast listeners, for joining us today. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a couple of photos up. I have a photo of the man I referred to that's worked 55 years, Everett, on the site. He actually looks like he's more like 60. I was surprised when he was 71. He really does enjoy his work. We also have a beautiful photo I took just a couple of days ago at a stream near our home, a trout stream named Donegal Creek, which is just a beautiful stream with some willow trees, along with an accompanying scripture verse that goes well. Finally today, just this morning, I heard from his mother, but a young man who grew up in a church in Massachusetts, had spent some time in teenage and young adult rebellion, but got his feet back on the solid rock, and is now in, I thought it was Japan, but apparently he's moved over to Korea, in mission work, and I have a photo up of him and a little reflection on God's work in his life. His name's Joey Cullen. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to serve God wholeheartedly.